Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. I'm your host, Eric. Like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, folks, and again, your donations are welcome and greatly appreciated. There's a donations button on the side. If you want to donate, feel free. The money always goes to charity and organizations to help support Christian ministries around the world. Folks, what End Time World News is we're an independent and alternative media organization dedicated to finding the truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. For questions, prayer requests, or more information about this podcast, please contact End Time World News at protonmail.com. That's End Time World News at protonmail.com. Like, share, subscribe. Again, if you like this podcast, folks. And here we go. Today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. And today's news is dated Sunday, December 26th. 2021. Can't believe we're already in the month of December. We're already almost all the way through. Just 4 or 5 days left. We'll be into the new year, and we'll be hitting 2022. I hope you did well, folks. I hope everyone had a great and fantastic Christmas. I'm coming to you live from Battle Creek, Michigan. I've moved back to Michigan, as I said on my last podcast. I have relocated back home to Michigan. This is originally my hometown here in Battle Creek. So that's where this broadcast is coming to you live. I had to move. We had some circumstances come up a little bit beyond my control. So I had to move sticky situation, kind of complicated situation. But anyhow, long story short, the good Lord, as always, blessed me, and I had a very, it couldn't have been a more perfect move, moving all the way from the state of Florida, 1,200 miles, to the city of Battle Creek, Michigan, where I was born and raised in my own hometown here. The good Lord couldn't have blessed me with a nice, quiet, peaceful drive all the way up here. It took a day or two, but it was very, very, very blessed. I got to see the country that I haven't seen in quite a few years, go through various states, Georgia, Tennessee, Kentucky, then, of course, Indiana, and back here to Michigan. So I got to see a few states again. It was quite nice. So let's get into today's news from naturalnews.com. The article, again, is titled Dr. Eric Nepute, and Dr. Eric Nepute quotes, Biden and Fauci and the CDC are lying to Americans again. So let's get into the article, shall we? Dr. Eric Nepute told the public that Joe Biden administration and Dr. Anthony Fauci of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are lying again to the American people. This is the biggest bunch of lies that I've ever seen. You have to be You have to be a rocket scientist to understand that you've been lied and manipulated by the federal government. The CDC lied to you again and again and again. The NIH, which is the National Institutes of Health, and the NIAID, which is the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. Everybody's lying, said Neptune during a December 21 episode on his program, Real Talk on Brighteon TV. Look what they said about the coronavirus 6 months ago to a year ago. If you get the jab, you can take your mask off. If you get the jab, you can go back to life. If you get the jab, well, now they're saying, no, they're shutting it down again. Now they're telling you that that doesn't stop the spread. They've lied to you over and over and over. And the wealth and hellness speaker added that the federal government is making money off the Wuhan coronavirus or COVID-19 pandemic, and that the NIH, which is the National Institute of Health, is suing Moderna for proprietary rights and patent rights so that they can get paid. He took a note of the fact that Pfizer has already made over $30 billion, while Moderna has made almost $20 billion. And that the American people are giving them $10 billion for research and development. So, folks, let me interject. You have to understand that big pharma means big money at the expense of the American people, okay? That's what you have to understand, and pretty much around the world. But right now we're just talking about here in the United States, big pharma means big money, okay, off the backs of the hard-working American people. And how they make that is they create a problem, i.e. this Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19, and then, of course, they have a solution, aha, right here, right in their back pocket, just a few months later, a short 8 months later. And so this is just a cash cow. They're going to keep this cash cow going and going and going because the American people just don't get it. The majority of the American people, you have to understand, folks, I'm going to point something out. The American people just want their paycheck. They just want to do their work. Give me their paycheck. Leave me the heck alone and go home. They don't have to think about things. They don't want to think about things. They don't care to think about things. They just want their damn money and they want to go home. Excuse my language. But this is frustrating to me because what I see and what I hear and what I see on a day-to-day basis is there is no critical thinking. There is no person or persons really calling out the media, calling out these government scams, especially the COVID-19. All there is just insanity. All there is media sensationalism. All there is just hype. And the poor American people, as I said last night at a Christmas party, one of my families that I was attending, I was talking to another family member. And believe it or not, you know, he kind of agreed. And it's something because the mentality of the American people is a herd mentality. A herd mentality meaning wherever the rest of the herd goes, where one goes, they all go. And they're just like, you know, there we go. Here are the cows. They're jumping off the cliff. They're jumping to their own death. That's pretty much the mentality of the American people. And it's very, very, very disturbing. It's very sad that there's no critical thinkers. Nobody can add any common sense to anything anymore. And I was telling this family member who happens to also be pretty conservative, I was just saying, you know, making mention that this is all just a setup game and a setup plot for these big pharmaceutical companies to come in and make billions upon billions upon billions of dollars off the back. Well, as a matter of fact, they're making money off the backs of all global governments right now, but specifically, again, here in the United States. And that's what they're doing. And again, there are very few to no critical thinkers. There are very few people that ask why. Why are you doing this? Why do you have to have a second, a third, a fourth injection, a booster shot? Why? Nobody ever asked that one word. And if they ask the one word, they're always told to shut up. They're put in the back of the room. They're pushed aside. They're blackballed, made fun of, called conspiracy theorist. I can go on and on and on and on, but I don't want to bore you. But again, that is part of the reason to help you get insight to what is going on here. So let me go back to the podcast. Let me go back to the article here, folks. The federal government, he, meaning Joe Biden, said that they will set up additional COVID-free testing, which is not free. Taxpayers are paying for that. These pharmaceutical companies and testing companies are making billions of dollars, Nepute said. Don't pretend that we don't know what's going on the Biden administration. This is not free. Biden has also said in his administration he's going to purchase 500 million rapid home tests and deliver them by mail starting January for free. Again, they're not free. Somebody has to pay for those. These COVID tests, folks, are not reliable. Dr. Nepute pointed out that millions of COVID-19 tests have already been recalled because of false positives and other faculty issues. So you have to understand, folks, let me interject again. You have to understand that these tests were made to test positive regardless if you have COVID or not. If you don't have COVID, thank God, myself and my family members, cousins, aunts, uncles, so on and so forth, nobody has COVID in the family, although 98% of them have taken shots. There's four of us that have not taken shots. However, nobody in the family has COVID, but if you get one of these home tests that they're talking about, Joe Biden's talking about, what you have to understand is these home tests are going to come up positive most of the time, meaning they're going to test positive for COVID because the tests were flawed in the manufacturing process when they made them. That's what they wanted. That's what they wanted them to do, is to come up with these false positives all the time. So you get freaked out. You think, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my God, I got COVID. You're running to the doctor, you run to the hospital, you go get a COVID shot. That COVID shot is probably the last shot that you'll have. They'll make you take some boosters, of course, but over time, there is no reverse switch on this, folks. And that's what people have to understand. There is no reverse switch. Once you take the shot, the clock is counting. Okay. I've had family and friends, some criticize me. Some think maybe I'm a conspiracy theorist. Some people think I'm crazy, on and on and on and on and on. But again, you know, I'm back home here in Michigan, so it's going to be different. You know, this is one of the COVID-filled, Democratic-ran, COVID-filled states. And so, again, people don't understand the shot is not going to help you. The natural immune system will, and people don't understand that, and they just don't get it. And I just, again, coming from a Republican-ran state, where I've told all my family members since I've only been back here barely a week here in Michigan, I've said it's like night and day. In Florida, it's the Wild West, but you don't have to do pretty much anything you don't want to do down there as long as you obey the law. Nobody really messes with you. Up here, everybody's COVID, COVID, COVID. It's the center of the world for everybody. Everybody's just going crazy. They're going nuts. No critical thinking. No analytical skills up here, at least, you know, a lot of the people in the family, you know, I have some very smart relatives and cousins and stuff. But again, they give in to the emotional hype, to CNN, ABC, MSNBC, CBS, et cetera, Fox News. And they let themselves be scared rather than believe in God. And so you should believe in God Almighty through Jesus Christ and not give in to these fears. God made you special. God made you important, but God gave you a natural immune system, and one that's flawless, and one that can get on and get over vaccines and viruses, et cetera, et cetera. Now, somebody would argue with me and say, well, what about polio, measles, the mumps, so on and so forth? Yeah, I do agree. Them vaccines, of course, I had them as I was a little kid, but in the same token, to have a vaccine put in your arm and they shoot it in your arm. They put it in your muscle, and it goes in your arm. It starts rearranging the DNA through the mRNA. Most of the vaccines, they start rearranging your DNA, and they're supposed to protect you, when in essence and reality, they don't. Most of the people in the hospitals, the media lie, folks. These people that are in the hospital, the patients, are mostly the ones that's been injected with the COVID vaccine. So I hate to break the news to you folks, but that's the honest, the God truth. They're not people that haven't taken the shot, haven't taken the poison like me. Most of them, and I'm not saying everybody, I'm just saying a good percentage of them, over half or three quarters, already had the shot. So what does that tell you? That should tell you critical thinking 101, or just plain common sense, that the shot doesn't work. And if you keep taking something that doesn't work, eventually you'll poison yourself. And as I've told many people, and again, I was talking to a family member last night at the Christmas party, it's a depopulation program. A depopulation meaning the elites want to get rid of everybody in the world and cull the herd, C-U-L-L, cull the herd, and take it down to about 500 million. We're at 7.5 billion, so they want to get rid of about 7 billion people. And a lot of people think that I'm absolutely crazy. They'll say, Eric, you're nuts, you're this, you're that. I don't know what you're smoking, but you're crazy. But in the name of Jesus, you can look on the Georgia Guidestones. Go to google.com and then search in Georgia Guidestones. And right there, it's printed on the Guidestones. And this is what the elites believe. The elites run in the world, which are the Rothschilds family. They're the richest family in the world. They got like, I don't know, 69 or 100 and or 369 billion dollars or trillion dollars, actually. They can run the world. A lot of people don't understand that. And they got endless supplies of money. Same with the Rockefeller Foundation and the Rockefellers, John D. Rockefeller and all of his sons. And of course, George Soros is in there. The Clintons are on down the food chain. Same with Fauci and Gates, et cetera, et cetera. You know, they're all in the mix. They all are part of the depopulation program. So that's what you have to understand. It's very scary. Let's go back to the article as I finish up here, folks. In November, an Australian company, Ellum, E-L-L-U-M-E, recalled its at-home coronavirus tests because the concerns about a higher than acceptable rate of false positives. The recall included roughly 2 million of the 3.5 million home tests that Ellum had shipped to the U.S. in October. Okay, that's October of 2021. These tests are not effective. They're not effective. They're going to see a huge uptick in cases. And that's going to give the opportunity for the media to continue this fear pornography that they're already doing. Nepute stressed it's about all these cases, about all the deaths, and not about the severity of sickness and illness. It's disgusting the way that people are allowing this to happen. And when the White House categorizes Americans and addressing them as vaccinated and unvaccinated in an official document, the White House is being manipulative. It's intentionally dividing us and destroying us, willing us to respect our differences. He added that the government is not trying to help us, but is rather than using fear as a marketing propaganda tool for the vaccine. Nepute affirmed that natural immunity is more essential than taking the vaccines. And so I agree as a non-vaxxer, and I would just highly, highly, kindly suggest before anybody around the world, because I know this podcast is going global, I would suggest that anybody pray about it, pray through to God through Jesus Christ, and really, really pray before you take this vaccine. This is a life-altering vaccine, and this will alter the rest of your life. And I know, again, you know, I've caught holy frigging H-E-L-L here in the state of Florida, because I don't believe in taking the vaccine. I won't take the vaccine. I'm not going to. I have enough issues and problems in my life as it is without taking this garbage. But again, that's something you have to pray about. You have to pray about to God. If you're a Christian and you truly believe in God through Jesus Christ, you need to pray about it and definitely pray about it and ask God what you should do for yourself, what you should do for your spouse, what you should do for your family, if you should take this vaccine. And again, it's something that you really have to think twice, because again, there's no reverse switch. There's no undoing what you've already done. If you've already started the process and you've started destroying your own body, then there's no reverse switch, folks. There's no going back. Once you pull the cord, you pull the plug, rather, you're done. And so people don't realize that. They can't comprehend. They don't realize that. They think, just like in life, you know, there's always a reverse switch, just like on a game or something like that, just like on Minecraft or just like on Roblox or whatever, World of Warcraft. I mean, I don't know, whatever video games. You know, I'm sure you have kids out there that probably play these things night and day. But there is no reverse switch on this shot, folks. You take the shot, the countdown starts. And again, I know my own family has given me some grief at some times as to just thinking, no, they don't agree. They were polite, of course, and Christian as well. And they'll just say, no, Eric, we just don't agree with your thinking. And I thought, well, okay. Time is on my side. God is on my side through Jesus Christ. It's just a matter of things and events catching up with them. It's not a matter of if they will pass. It's a matter of when they will pass. And of course, this vaccine's made up, folks. I just give you a reminder. It's made up of a lot of different things. Nanoparticles, they've even found in Spain, a little bit of graphene oxide in the shots. There's a bunch of different things going on there possible. The adverse reactions are beyond belief. You know, I've seen literally thousands and thousands of different people around the world. And I mean, thousands upon thousands that had these severe adverse reactions. And unfortunately, that's what happens when you take poison. It's not a matter of if, folks. It's only a matter of when. Might not be today, might not be tomorrow, but it will be sometime. And that's what you have to understand. And somebody would argue and again say, well, Eric, you have to say, we're all going to die. Well, yeah, of course, you're all going to die. But you don't want to speed up the process, do you? This isn't a competition to see who can die first, is it? I mean, you know, if you're a Christian, again, and you believe, you should want to stick around for a little while and be able to witness for Jesus Christ and try to bring as many people into getting to know our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's what I have to stress over and over and over. And a lot of people just don't get that. They just will not get that. They just don't get that. And I don't think that they ever want to get that, unfortunately. And that's very, very sad, but that is a reality of life. So that's what you have to understand, folks, that not everybody's going to get that. You know, some people just don't understand. Some people just don't have common sense. And so that's what you have to do. You just have to love them and pray for them. So before I conclude, I just want to say, folks, here's a simple prayer. If you're not giving your life to Jesus Christ and invited him into your life. So find a quiet place in a corner, find a quiet place that you can pray for just a second. I'll give you just a second here, folks. Okay, if you would like to accept the gift God has for you, please say this prayer with your heart and your lips out loud. Here we go. Dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart, forgive me of my sin. Wash me, cleanse me, set me free, Jesus. Thank you that you died for me. I believe that you have risen from the dead and you are coming back again for me. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Give me a passion for the lost, a hunger for the things God, and the holy boldness to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am saved. I am born again. I am forgiven. I'm on my way to heaven because I have Jesus in my heart. In Christ's name, amen. If you said that prayer, you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Congratulations, folks. I commend you. The first thing you need to do, the very first thing is, I tell people, and sometimes there was a debate. I was mentioning this to a family member, and there is a debate whether you should do step one or step two. I said, it really doesn't matter as long as you do them both. But first thing first, I tell people, go pick up a Bible, go get a Holy Bible. I like the King James, but just go get a Holy Bible and just start reading the Bible. That's the first thing, folks. The next thing you need to do is to find a good Christian church, one that preaches the Trinity. That's the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And when you find that church, that leads me to C. The last thing is grab a member of the church or grab a pastor, associate pastor, someone in there. If you have questions and you're brand new and say, you know, I prayed this prayer with Eric. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior. I know he died on the cross to wash our sins and to save all of mankind. And I accept Jesus in my heart. And so tell the pastor or associate pastor or whatever, tell him that you accepted Jesus Christ. And while you're telling him that you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then what you should do is once you've done that, ask any questions you want. And while you're asking any questions you want, the best thing, the very, very, very best thing you can possibly do while you're asking the questions is just go ahead and ask, what is this? What is that? Ask them anything you want to know about Jesus. But I tell people just dig in to the Bible. That's the best thing you can possibly do. So those are the three steps. And if you like, please feel free to write me again, folks. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. And again, write me with any of your questions or anything about salvation or Jesus Christ. I'll try my best to answer and get back with you. Sometimes we get a lot of spam in there, but I try to weed it all out. And just go ahead and write me. And again, congratulations. I love you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Eric. I'm your host. And this is End Time World News. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, folks, and again, your donations are welcome and always greatly appreciated. I greatly appreciate that, and God bless you, and I love you. And again, folks, thank you so much for tuning in. This is Eric, and this is End Time World News. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. Be well, be safe, but most importantly, folks, God bless you and your families. Thank you very much, and have a great night. Until next time, goodbye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.